If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Rick the Professor Plum.
And welcome back. Another edition getting started. Another week. Full week ahead, just about anyway. We're approaching, can you believe it? We're already approaching the end of the year. We're halfway through, just about halfway through the fourth quarter of 2017. And lots of stuff to talk about in regards to that. As we approach the end of the year here, we're going to be talking a little later on, maybe starting next week sometime, about some of the things you need to be thinking about as we approach the end of the year. Now, one of those things that happens or is going to happen toward the end of the year is yet another Fed meeting. And that's sometime here, I don't know, in the next month or so. And they're going to be deciding what's going to happen with the next bout of interest rates. The markets have already kind of priced in, mostly anyway, another quarter point hike, 25 basis point hike. But what does this mean to you? And what does this mean to your bond portfolio? Does it mean anything to you? We're going to be talking about this, about the bond portfolio specifically. What do you do with your bonds? Many people have this, you know, 60-40 mix, because I was told 60-40 mix is common. Others have said, no, bonds aren't paying anything. You shouldn't have that much. And the other one says, well, no, how old are you? Oh, you're 62? Well, then you should have 40 some odd percent in stocks and 60% in bonds. What's the matter with you?
So you're 62 and you realize that you shouldn't be 100% in stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what else are you going to use? You got to... What else?
They're, what am I supposed to do? Exactly. So, in fact, I'm going to go back to this in just a moment. This thing that I've had for a long time, outdated retirement advice you should avoid. And one of them has to do with this stock-bond split in your portfolio. And is this 60-40 still the one you should be looking at? But the whole idea of talking about bonds is, what do you do with your bonds? I mean, here's the thing. Interest rates are going up. Wow, I should back up. I believe the short-term rates, I believe, are going to go up again here in the next month.
But will that increase the long-term rates?
Well, and that's the thing. And I think a lot of people don't understand necessarily how the short-term rates may or may not affect the bond, longer-term rates, like the 10-year. Does it? Well,
it's gone up a little bit in the last year and a half.
Okay, let's look back. By the way, 877-PLANNER, I should tell you the number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. If you've got questions on anything at all, want to talk about your portfolio, retirement, Social Security savings, annuities, insurance, whatever, 877-PLANNER, and you can email us as well at our website, wealthend.com. We go back 2 years ago to...
Summer of 16 was at the low point. For the 10-year Treasury.
Well, it was, but if we go back 2 years ago, almost, to December, in fact, I think it was December 16th, 2015,
yes.
When the Fed lowered, raised interest rates. For the first time in quite a long time. And that was the beginning of, over the next, now here we are almost 2 years later, we're about 100 basis points higher than we were then. And everybody was saying, that's it, interest rates are going up.
It was curious in the fact that the 10-year rate, which is not controlled by the Fed, was in the 230, 240 range in December of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
They raised the short-term rates, because they are in control of the very, very, very super overnight short-term rates, and the 10-year rate from that 230, 240 range down to 130, 1.3 something. in July-ish of 2016, seven months
later. 7 months later, we're down at the lowest it's probably ever been.
So it did. They did raise the short term, but the long, the intermediate term dropped quite a bit. Now the intermediate term has come back up to where, about where it was when they started the raising of the short term rates a year and a half, 2 years ago. Try to predict this stuff.
Well, you can't. And so here's the thing. You're sitting on some bonds, maybe bonds in your portfolio. You've been using bonds for maybe some income or maybe to diversify your portfolio just a little bit. I don't know. There are reasons to own them. But you're saying, gee whiz, look at me. I'm sitting here with these bonds, and what happens if these interest rates start to go up a little bit more? What happens if the 10-year bond that I'm holding that's paying me currently 2.35%, what if next year it's bid all the way up to 3.5 or 3 or whatever it happens to be? What am I going to do? I mean, I'm holding something that's worth less. I'm going to lose money if I sell it, but I'm missing out. So I guess the strategy question that we'll pose with Professor Plum is, what do you do with your bonds? The problem is, this is a question we've been asking for at least 3 or 4 years now.
Maybe longer. We've been thinking interest rates were going to go up for some time. They haven't really. They've been playing around in this range. So how do you go about managing your portfolio, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, when you realize that 100% of your money should not be in stocks, and you don't want to put money in, you know, bank accounts earning 0.0%. I mean, a good bank account's a little over 1%. And that may be a great place for some money. But you don't want to put too much money there. So what do I do if I want to have hopefully a little bit better rate of return than a money market account at an online bank that pays me a little bit, you know, more than 1? Or the other extreme of things, stocks, or something that is volatile in nature, long-term in nature. How do we go about fill in the gap in the middle?
Yeah.
And up until now, basically, I mean, and still maybe now, bonds have kind of fit that area. Part of the discussion is the risk-return relationship that's out there. You know, 10, 15 years ago, an intermediate bond may have been paying 5.5, 6% or something like that. And if interest rates went up, there was an equal chance of it going up as down. And so you had the opportunity to potentially get some money return, capital gain, if interest rates went down. But if interest rates went up, you still were being paid. A small change in interest rates didn't wipe out your return. A small change in the value of your bond didn't completely wipe out all the interest that you earned for the year.
No, if you're holding it at 5.5% and then 2 years later it's at 5.75 or 6 or whatever it was, it doesn't have nearly the same impact as if they went up a half a point. You're holding 1.35 paper and there's a 2.35 world out there.
Right, now you've got 2.35 on the 10-year trade. Call it 2.4% on the 10-year. Yes, you could still make some money if interest rates go down, but there's not a whole lot of movement down, so there's not a whole lot of capital gains to be made. So the additional return from a reduction in interest rates is only going to be a marginal issue. You're not being paid a lot to wait, and if interest rates go up, you could actually lose all of your cash flow for the year if you're reinvesting. You know, your overall total return could be a negative number without a huge increase, because we're starting so low. So where we don't have the risk profile has changed dramatically. So it's a matter of how do you go about managing that middle portion, that not short stuff like banks, and CDs, not long stuff like real estate and stocks, but what about the middle section, the hard section? That's the hardest part. Do you just put enough in cash to wait out the potential downturns that are in the market, the stock market, I mean?
You mean for the safe portion of your money, the non-stock portion?
Well, we know that if we are going to draw money out of our portfolio at some point in the not-too-distant future, we either have to take risk with it and accept money back that's worth less than what I put into it, or I have to have enough cash on the sidelines to withstand and wait out the downturn. Now, people talk about the downturn being from, if they want to look at it, what was it, March or May of 07 to March of 09? What was the high point?
October of 07. October 2000. October 9th, in fact.
So wait, about 18 months? It's not just waiting out 18 months. That was the high to the bottom. You still had to wait for that stock market to recover to be able to do it without hurting yourself. So you have to have enough money somewhere off to the sideline, or go without income from your portfolio, you know, which isn't a good idea, often when you're retired, to wait out not just the downturn, but the recovery period too, so you get at least back to where you started from. So you got to have a 6, 7, 8 year period of time, just because downturns happen. And even though it was 18 months on the downside, to get back the upside, to get back to where we started, was another 4 or 5 years. So even though they were good years, it took a little while. We had to have something on the side. How do we go about doing this? How do we go about mitigating the risk of the whole stock market? That's where bonds have traditionally played a role.
Sure.
And so do they still play that role? And can we find other aspects of something to give us similar overall potential rates of return? Now, here's where people have a problem, I think, what I've experienced over the last couple of years. Expectations are out of line. The expectation of a bond portfolio is that it'll do 4 or 5%.
How?
Because that's historically, when they look at historical numbers, when they think back about what used to happen, that's what was kind of a given. That's not where we are today. So the expectation of what your bond portfolio can do for you has to be brought back in line with the overthink. The expectation of your balanced portfolio, even though they've been doing exceptionally well lately, you know, and that's more because of the stock side of it than the bond side. Because it used to be the bonds earned that 4 or 5% cash flow. Stocks did their normal volatility. That extra 4 or 5% of cash flow that was being earned on 30, 40, 50% of the portfolio was buying into that volatility.
Yeah.
And so you had a nice dollar cost averaging happening, especially with the dividends from the stocks and everything else. Now we've got a much lower area. So we have to temper our expectations about what we can earn.
So where else can you go if bonds aren't it? We'll talk about this. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812. 711-6812.
Bucket Strategy Investing. So meatloaf would taste good right about now, as I think.
I was actually thinking baseball season's over.
Baseball season is over, you're right.
This song has a lot to do with that.
Ah, okay. Well, that's, I suppose that's true. So, but we can play during the off season. How's that?
We'll remind us of
what can be. That's right. That's right. Welcome back to the show, Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. If you want to call now, you can. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We've been talking about these, I guess, some of the risks of owning bonds. The risks, Professor Plum, are as follows. You own a bond paying X percent. Interest rates happen to go up while you're holding X percent, so that you're holding a bond that is paying less than the prevailing interest rates. If you have a government bond, you're just going to continue to get those payments if you
guaranteed.
Hold it till maturity, guaranteed. And then there's no risk, really, other than, you know, what you could have had. But if you try to sell that bond in a world where your X percent is something less than what's out there, if you're trying to sell a 2.1% bond in a 2.8% call it world at some point, you're going to have to discount that bond. So there's risk. There's risk that you could lose money in those bond portfolios. Is there any way, first of all, to control those risks?
Well, one way, it depends on the type. Bonds have different types of risks. They're not faced with only one type of risk. We've been talking about the interest rate risk. The valuation changes based on the interest rate movements, and it's an inverse relationship. Interest rates go up, valuations go down. Interest rates go down, valuations go up. That's one type of risk. The other type of risk is that you get away from the treasuries and you have a risk of default. You look at the company and you say, yeah, they're paying more, or you can get a higher interest payment if the bond is of lower quality. So it's all a matter of there's credit risk. And so there's different ways to look at what risk is going to be most affected in the coming future. Should I start moving towards lesser quality bonds so I can get a higher return? But what bonds have the hardest time with if we go into a downturn in the economy? Those lower rated bonds. And so you face some risk in that relationship too. So you have to understand what type of risk you're looking at. One of the things people have done, whether it's right or wrong, is up to them, is they've moved over towards something called floating rate type funds or floating rate bonds, where the interest rate changes as the interest rate in the environment changes. So if I'm the company and I'm borrowing it currently at 5%, if interest rates for this type of security, this rated security, goes up, I end up having to pay more. It's like a variable rate loan or a variable rate mortgage to you. Interest rates change, the interest rate on your mortgage goes up. Interest rates change, the interest rate on my debt that I borrowed from on a company level goes up. And so that takes away some of the interest rate risk to the investor who's supplying the money for that bond. But usually you don't find those in very super high rated AAA type securities.
You got to take some risk.
They're usually lower rated securities. And so you have to trade off that potential interest rate risk and you take on a little bit of credit risk to get a better rate of return. Is it worthwhile? That's up to you and your manager to determine for you whether it's an acceptable risk return. It used to be high yield, aka junk bonds, paid a relatively high margin over comparative risk-free or less risky bonds. But that extra premium for that junk status, that low rating status, has come down later. So we don't have that same pop, the same reward for the risk that we were taking maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh,
is
yeah.
It still enough for you? That's what you and your manager have to decide for you and how you're going to manage it. So you either change to lower rated bonds, you change to floating rate bonds, and it's all a matter of what you're trying to accomplish. Inside of a balanced portfolio, that cash flow is a necessary issue. So you want that cash flow to help and do exactly what I talked about last segment, which is when the stock portion of the portfolio goes up and down, that cash flow, which is going to be relatively stable, typically, gets reinvested, and it helps moderate or mitigate some of that, the highs and the lows of the volatility of that particular security, that portfolio, that balanced portfolio. Doesn't mean it's going to stop it from going down, but hopefully when it's going down, you're buying in with that new cash, you're not stripping it out, and so it'll help have its own little dollar cost averaging and its own little mitigation, so it won't, you're buying at least when it's going down.
Yeah.
So it's not money that you're, a balanced portfolio is not money you need for next year, the year after, following after that. It's more 7, 8, 10 years down the line. But what do you do about the money you need 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 4 or 5 years from now?
You can't put it in the market and they expect it to be there for certain four or five years from now.
Even a balanced portfolio may or may not be a positive return over that period of time. So do we want to take that risk? That's your call. Do we want to do something different with the money? And that's where these other types of investments come in, and primarily annuities come in. If you've got a 3+ year time horizon, what is your expected return on a bond portfolio that you're going to hold for 3 years, where you have a very high confidence that you're not going to lose money and that you're actually going to get the return, total return, over that period of time? Now, we've been able to achieve it over several years, but what are we looking at? 2, 2.5? That's probably high for some of these bond funds. You look at short duration, we try to reduce the interest rate risk, we shorten the durations. If my bond matures in a year and interest rates change 1% today, I'm only losing 1% of what I could have earned. So it's not, if it matures in a year, it's not a big deal. If my bond matures in 30 years, I give up a lot because I'm now down 1% for the next 29 years. So by shortening it up, we get rid of some of that interest rate risk. But by shortening it up, we also get rid of return. We just don't earn much. Look at the big name mutual funds with ultra short term and short term bond funds. They're paying less than 1%. They're paying maybe 1% if you're lucky, and that has some volatility.
Yeah.
Why would I invest in something that has a yield of 1-1.5% with volatility, and instead of a online bank account that's paying me 1.25%?
With no volatility.
FDIC insured.
Right. I'm not taking any chances with that. If you're going to go out and take some risk, you better be rewarded for that. The reward isn't necessarily there anymore.
Now, the reward is if interest rates drop dramatically that I get some extra return.
How much room do you have?
I mean, are you placing the bets on that one? I mean, hey, it could happen, but that's an outside bet.
Well, there were people
like
who...
The 49ers winning the Super Bowl, man. Come on.
It's possible,
but...
Probably not anymore. There were those who bought, the 10-year at around 2.6, 2.7, 2.8, I don't know, a year and a half ago or so, whenever it was, and wound up, selling them off, perhaps, once interest rates bottomed out. They did okay. And there were people who said, no, you shouldn't be buying them 2.7-odd%. It can only go up from here. It is a gamble that you're going to take. But the thing is...
If you're not looking for the immediate cash flow, and you're looking for the safety of the principal and a reasonable return, and again, we have to temper our expectations of reasonable when we have the word safe in there too, that's where these annuity products come in. Not the income products. I'm not talking about the lifetime income ones. I'm just talking about a deferred annuity, either a fixed annuity that has a stated interest rate, 2+% for 3 years. Maybe it's only 2% for 3 years. It won't be any higher, won't be any lower. It's kind of like a CD. And at the end of 3 years, I can bail on it and take my money if I want. I'll pay the taxes on it at that point. Now, I was talking to somebody the other day who was 51 and looking at these, and I said, you may not want to consider that because you want the money to come out in 3 years and you're only going to be 54. That can be a penalized situation.
Yeah,
an annuity.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that because the age 59.5 comes into play here. So if you're looking for something a little bit better than, say, what a CD can offer you over 2 years, 1.5, I don't know what it can offer. We'd have to check. If you're looking for something a little bit better than that, stay tuned. We're going to tell you. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online on demand at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256.
800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Lines open for you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum. Talking to you a little bit about the discussion started out having to do with bonds and your bond portfolio. Bonds just aren't paying anything these days. I think just about everybody knows that. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't get rid of bonds completely, but there are people who say, you know something, I really would prefer something with a little bit more juice to it. And so if you go to the bond market, you say, give me something with a little bit more juice to it. They say, great, have I got something for you? Oh, by the way, it's not exactly the safest bond in the world. In other words, you may not be getting your principal back. Just saying, you may not. And you say, ah, boy, well, how much are you going to reward me for that? If I'm taking a chance that I won't get all or some of my principal back by the time this thing matures, whenever that happens to be, how much are you going to reward me for that? And they're saying, not much more than what you're going to get on a guaranteed basis. You say, ah, forget about it. Forget it. It just isn't worth the risk to me. So you might turn to something like a CD. Well, okay, go to a bank CD. What were our rates, Professor Rick Plum? Just out of curiosity, if you went 5 years, 3 years, let's say for 5 years.
5 years, I just went to an online bank, you know, credit thing that tells us.
Tells you the bank rates?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. And just to look up rates, and the 5-year rates were right around, the best one I saw was about 2.4%.
2.4% for 5 years.
It wouldn't be higher, wouldn't be lower.
On a CD.
In, FDIC insured up to the, you know, limits of FDIC.
Right, so you lock it in. You put your money in, you put your $10,000 in or whatever it is, and you're going to come out 5 years later having earned 2.4% every year for the next 5 years, call it. And, by the way, no matter how old you are, when you take that money out in 5 years, it's yours to keep. You pay taxes on that as you went along, on the gains, on the interest paid. But otherwise, it's yours to keep. Now, 2.4%, all right, not too bad over 5 years. I mean, relatively speaking, of course. But what if you want something better than that, Professor Rick Plum? You mentioned something, and I will repeat it, the A word, the annuity word. And there are some people that have already gone screaming, but let's forget that for just a moment. What kind of rates can you get on, let's say, a fixed annuity guaranteed by the full faith and credit of whatever issuing insurance company it is?
And if we want to stay with an issuing company that's an A or better, we're looking at the high twos, 2.7, 2.8, 2.9-ish, depending upon the company you're dealing with. Now, people are talking about, but annuities, aren't they lifetime payments, or are they payments? Yes, they can be, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a deferred annuity, a fixed deferred annuity. And what a fixed annuity is kind of like a CD. The insurance company promises, guarantees the principal of the account. Each year it earns interest. The interest is then credited to the principal and becomes part of the principal for the next year. The interest is generally, I mean, depending upon how it's done, stated at the beginning of each year. However, I'm not a big fan of those. I like to know what I'm going to get. I like to know that the insurance company can't change the rate dramatically on me over my period of time, my substantial penalty for early withdrawal period, my surrender period, whatever you want to call it, my lock-in period. So I like the what they call multi-year guaranteed annuities, where they tell me what the rate is going to be for the next X number of years. And I want to make sure that that X matches the surrender period, so that at the end of the period of time where they can change the, where they can't change the rate, if they come back with a lesser rate that I'm not comfortable with or I don't like, there's no penalty for me to move it, either cashing it out altogether or just using a 1035 exchange and going to a different annuity at that time. So these multi-year guaranteed annuities are like the multi-year guaranteed CDs. We're talking about five-year CDs. Best one I saw was 2.4, just looking it up on the internet today. And the one that I saw, the deferred annuity with an A-rated company or better, was 2.85.
Over the course of the same 5 years.
5 years.
Right.
In each case, they won't be any higher, they won't be any lower. That's the same, I mean, basically the same type of chassis. They look the same when you're looking at it. Because from our standpoint, what does it mean to us? The principal is guaranteed. One of them is guaranteed by the federal government. One's guaranteed by an A-plus or an A-rated company or insurance company. The interest rate is X, guaranteed for that period of time. The interest rate is X plus a little bit more, guaranteed for that rate of time, period of time. What you're giving up is the FDIC insurance. Is it worth it to you? Some people will say, you know what? That's not worth it. And when I looked at the three-year rates, I'm looking at 2s versus 2.1. That may or may not be worth
you
it.
You mean
that
two for the CD and 2.1 for the fixed deferred annuity.
Some people will say that's not enough to get me away from the FDIC insurance. Now, these are things that we check all the time because for a while it was maybe like 1.3, 1.4 on the CDs on the three-year period of time, or it was 2% on the fixed annuity.
So there was a bigger difference.
There was a bigger difference. So it's all about and the spread. And what that tells me also is that most likely the insurance companies are gearing up to give a little bit more because banks reacted to the latest round a little quicker maybe.
Yeah, and so the insurance companies, of course, they have to go out and earn something during that particular
so do banks.
Period of time. We've had the question before is how is it that an insurance company can offer more than, say, a bank can offer? Does it have to do with the risk? What is it?
Well, it has to do with the reserves that they're required, the payments they have to make to the FDIC or not make, just the way the businesses are run. And so insurance companies can be a little bit more efficient, maybe, than the bank. I don't know the exact underlying issues of how they can.
All right, but in general.
More, but they can.
In general, what you're seeing is if the CDs versus the fixed deferred annuities, the fixed deferred annuities have been paying higher rates for what is in essence, and it's not the same product, but is in essence the same kind of thing. I don't want people to be confused and say that a CD is an annuity. It's not. Okay. Well, so here's and you started to talk about this a moment ago, Professor Plum. I'm 51 years old. I say, hey. I like 2.8 for 5 years, better than 2.4. So I'll tell you what, I need this money in 5 years.
I'm going to retire at 55, and I want to start drawing this down?
Right. Let's talk first of all. I want to put this inside the 2.8. I'm 51 years old. And when I get out, I want to use it for, home improvements or something.
Or somebody's looking at, they're in their 40s and they want to use it for funding their kids' education.
Okay, something, right. I need it in 5 years, so I'm going to put this away. I'm going to earn 2.8%.
That's a problem.
That is a problem. And the problem has to do with the person's age. They do not have to worry about the age on the CD.
Well, the annuity is a tax-deferred investment vehicle. And to allow for that tax deferral, we had to give something up. We had to give access up. So it became a retirement plan, which is what they were designed to be in the first place. But they also have the same premature distribution penalty that an IRA might have, that 10% premature distribution penalty. If you take your earnings up, and unfortunately the earnings are what come out first, if you take your earnings out of an annuity and you're not 59 and a half, you just take it as a systematic payment or a periodic payment, you don't annuitize it over your lifetime, there is, obviously you're going to pay taxes on the earnings as they come out, but you're going to pay taxes on the CD as they earn, but you'll also pay a penalty if you take the earnings out before you're 59 and a half. Now, if you're 50 years old and you want to start getting some safe money and you want to lock it, you're going to retire at 60, you put it in and it's only 5 years. At the end of 5 years, you can go to another annuity without paying taxes if you don't like the annuity you're staying that you had to begin with. But if you take your money out of the annuity world, it will carry a 10% penalty. So typically we want to make sure that the individual is going to be at least close to 59 and a half or older by the time the initial rate lock and the surrender period goes away, because that's when we're looking to use those. So we want to be, these are for 59 and a half year old, for when the surrender period should go through the 59 and a half time zone. They're not for that 40-year-old who's looking to fund the education in a couple of years, or whatever. Or the person who sold a house today and they're going to buy another house 4 years from now, and they decide that they want to use, if the annuity were paying higher interest rate than the CD, they move to the annuity. No, because that 10% penalty will probably take away some of that fund.
It will take a good deal of it away, I would think.
So we have to look at what is it we're trying to accomplish and avoid penalties when possible. So annuities are mostly for retirement.
Now, if you didn't need it, if you're 51 and you don't need it until you're 60 or 61, it might make a little bit more sense.
super, super conservative.
But
now,
here's,
I would not necessarily use the fixed annuity chassis. I mean, because if you go out 8, 9, 10 years, you're not really being rewarded that much more than what you get on a 5-year. So I'm not really looking to go 10 years out on a fixed annuity, not in today's world. But there are fixed indexed annuities. They're still a fixed annuity. They still have a guarantee of principal. They still pay interest. The difference is I don't know what the interest is today. The interest is based on a formula based on the movement of an index.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call them index annuities. You are not investing in the index. You're investing in a fixed annuity that pays interest.
Based
but
on?
But the cap rates and the expected return over that 5, 7, 8-year period of time is generally higher, 50% higher, maybe, than what you would get on a corresponding guaranteed locked-in annuity or CD at that period of time.
Now, you could after you could do 5-year and then 1035 or roll it over into another 5-year if you want, depending on what interest rates are. And who knows? But that's
a chance.
Those
are typically a little bit better than the bond expectations right now.
Exactly. So that's that may be one way to go if you're looking for a little bit more juice out of your portfolio. Okay, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Invest.
Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Another hour coming up, more Bucket Strategy Investing next hour. We're going to get to some of these questions on, in fact, I had a question come in during the break, which maybe, let's not forget to answer. I want to get to some calls, but it has to do with, you were talking about annuities, fees. Huh? All I've heard about is fees. And we'll tell you if there are any fees on the annuity. The answer? The quick answer?
You'll see.
There you go. Spoken like a true media guy. Also, more of your emails and phone calls. 877-PLANNER. Your answer was, we'll see. That was close enough. All right. Let's get back to the phones. Larry is next in Honolulu, Hawaii. Hello, Larry.
Hey guys. How you doing?
Oh, good. It sounds like Larry, our hot dog guy.
It certainly is. It's a long while since I've spoken to you, but
yeah,
a lot of stuff still going on. Business is good. Very good. I've been recently offered to join a franchise in another business, but it's still in the concession business, and I'm just curious if I should keep them together or keep the companies separate.
At first blush, I would say keep them separate, because you've got one ongoing concern that you can account for over here that you could sell if you ever wanted to as a separate issue, and then you've got one over here that is similar but different. And you don't want to have to sell them at the same time. You don't want to have to parcel them apart again. So for right now, I would say, just at first blush, I'd say keep them separate. Larry?
Oh, okay. I'm watching you online here, and you're a couple seconds behind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it's only a couple seconds, then it's pretty good. Yeah, usually it's even more than that. It might be better. You said it's also in concessions, or what?
Yes, it is.
What type of
different product, though.
Okay, yeah, because I like your current product. I just need to get out there and try it again. so what type of product would it be?
It's ice cream. I can't name
but I like that product, too.
Those can go hand in hand. You start with the dogs, and you work your way to the ice cream.
No, there you go. You got to pacify both sides of the plate.
You know, I could start with the ice cream and then go to the dog, too. I don't have to start with dessert.
Well, no,
first.
You could do that. It doesn't
dessert
matter.
Dessert first works for me.
That's right. See, when you're a grown-up, you can ruin your appetite if you want. It doesn't matter.
The problem is it doesn't ruin my
appetite.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Entitled to it, though. We're entitled to it. So keep them separate, then. And I have employees that I can work both sides of both businesses. It shouldn't be any kind of collusion.
I mean, you would want to talk to somebody who knows more about it than I do. In that area, especially if you're going to be sharing employees. And it may be that you keep the businesses separate and you have, this is going to get, you make sound crazy, a third business that is your, that has all the employees. And you basically lease the employees. So this company has no, the one stand has no employees, the other stand has no employees, and then everything is leased through this other company, so you can, have one payroll for that company, and each company pays into that middle company to maintain the employees, the benefits, or anything of that nature that you maintain.
Okay, and they'll keep both of them separate. I'm sure the attorneys or the accountants will do that then. Okay, I just wanted to find out where the safe is to go, and you guys have always been helpful. I hope that you make it out here one day, and we can sit and
chat. I know, I got to get there.
Yeah, I've been there for at least, last time I was out there was 2011 or 12. It's been a long time. So, but Larry, we'll let you know if and when we do, okay?
Well, I'll be in Oceanside in March, so I'm going to come down to San Diego and visit you perhaps then.
Oh, okay, great. Cool. Yeah, come on in. Come on in. The door's always open for you, Larry.
Oceanside's just
thank you very much, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you, Larry. Sir. Take care. Have a good one.
Yeah, Oceanside's just, 25 minutes up the road or something.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not
bad. Well, depending on what time you go.
Now, he's got a, well, that's true. He's got a hot dog business, and he's looking into perhaps expanding. I don't know. What did he say? A franchise?
It was like a franchise. So, it's one of these ice cream vendors or confections. I don't know whether he's looking to sell them out of his current location and add it into his current location, or if it's a separate location. If it's a separate location, that's one thing. If it's in the current location, he's just expanding the product line in a certain current location. I think he'd probably put those two together. I think it'd be very hard to keep them separate. But if they're completely separate locations, I'd probably keep them separate.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Just a couple minutes here before the top of the hour. We were talking about these annuity products a moment ago, Professor Plum, during the last segment. And you had mentioned that if you're looking for perhaps a little bit more of a little bit higher rate of return for some money, some safe money, money that you're going to need to get over the next 4 or 5 years, you may consider one of these deferred fixed annuities.
Right.
According to current rates, are paying about 2.8% over 5 years, as opposed to, say, a CD, which is paying 2.4. Now, there are differences between the two. One, the bank is,
FDIC
CD
insured.
And the other one is backed by the full faith and credit of the insurance company, which I think if you go with a highly rated insurance company, you're probably not going to have any problems. But that's just my own opinion. But the other question is this that we get all the time, which is, they're paying more, but isn't that extra rate of return going to be eaten up by all the fees that I have to pay? Because I've heard that there are nothing but fees in all of these annuities.
Well, and that's one of the biggest arguments against annuities, but fees are not involved in all annuities. So when you have a fixed annuity, and when you have a fixed index annuity, for the most part, now there may be some out there that do, but they don't have fees. Just like the fee on the CD. What's the fee on the CD? Well, the insurance company's still making money, right? But they don't charge an overt fee where they tell you that you're going to earn 2, but they take back a half a point a year. It is what it is. A fixed annuity is what it is. There are no ongoing fees. Everything is built into the return. It's all built into the interest rate that they're paying you. They're getting their fee by not paying you 100% of what they're making. Hopefully they're making a lot, because then they can pay us more. But, that's the way fixed annuities work. Variable annuities, on the other hand, have fees, because it's not invested in the general account of the insurance company. The insurance company isn't making the difference of the their general account's making 3, but they're paying you two, or whatever the number is. They're not making the money on what they're investing in the general account. With a fixed annuity, it goes into sub-accounts, which is not part of the general account. So the insurance company has to make its money somewhere, so they charge fees. Variable annuities do have fees. How much? Depends. There are some very low cost and some more expensive. And at times, the fees do get expensive, depending on why you bought the annuity to begin with. For pure growth, in many cases, the traditional variable annuity, I thought, had too high fees. But we're not buying a variable annuity in this case. We're talking about shorter-term fixed annuities. And fixed annuities pay interest. Interest, by and large, for the most part, does not have a fee, unless you try to get out early.
Then there is what's called the substantial penalty, which is just the same as a fee, because that's what you're paying. You're paying money. All right, we're out of time for this hour. If you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum off the air or any Lucia Capital Group advisor, 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your retirement, about your future. Another hour just ahead. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.